Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called Clark the Shark, Afraid of the Dark. The story was written by Bruce Hale, illustrated by Guy Francis. And I would like to know, do you know anyone who is afraid of the dark? Are you afraid of the dark?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of frightening. What could be in the darkness? Do you want to know the secret? The answer?
There's nothing.
I'll tell you, no, there's everything that is in the light is also in the dark.
So, the light is in the light. So, is light in the dark?
Light is also in the dark. It's just less. Unless you're in the pitch black, but your room is not pitch black by a long shot. So, let's hear about what Clark the Shark does. Shall we? Oh, Lord Almighty. In the picture, the very first thing we see is something at the bottom of the page called an anglerfish. And you've seen this fish before. We saw him in Finding Nemo. He's pretty creepy looking. All right, here we go. Oh, wait, did we say who this story is read by? Who are you? Just Philip? No? You're what? Oh. Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy and someone else, and you'll just have to wait and find out. Here we go. Clark the Shark overlooked his list. Balloons? Check. Games? Check. Snacks? Double check. Everything was ready for Clark's first big sleepover. Everything but Clark himself. It was Clark's first time sleeping outside without his glowfish nightlight, but he told himself he'd be as fine as feather fins. And just to be sure, Clark made a little rhyme. Take heart, be smart. Sharks aren't afraid of the dark. But deep down, he wasn't sure at all. The sun sank low. The shadows stretched. Here came his friends, brave fishes, every one. Clark decided to keep his sharky mouth shut, because if they weren't afraid, then neither was he. Clark and his friends played hula hoops, and Clark was the hoopiest of all. Look at me, he cried. They sang karaoke. And Clark was the loudest of all.
La, 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 la.
Good, Clark. Good job. They played freeze dance. And Clark was the wildest of all. Bink, bonk, bonk. Too much sugar? Clark's mother wondered. And finally, she sent everyone outside. It was dark. It was scary. To keep up his courage, Clark whispered his little rhyme. Take heart, be smart. Sharks aren't afraid of the dark. He didn't want to be the only one who got spooked.
Let's tell ghost stories,
said Benny Blowfish. Everyone looked at one another. They weren't afraid. Not them. They told the tale of a one-eyed sea monster, and the crazy sailor, and the hook-handed octopus. And by the time they finished, everyone was shivery.
Something moved over there,
cried Amanda Eelwiggle.
The crazy sailor!
Everyone screamed.
It's only driftwood, said Joey Mackerel.
Clark tried to relax, and then...
What's that?
Cried Kenny Ahi,
the one-eyed sea monster.
Everyone screamed. And in the picture, we do see... We saw the driftwood kind of looked like the sailor, right? Mm-hmm. And now this one-eyed sea monster kind of looks like maybe that's what it is. But it's also really bright light. I don't know. Settle down and go to sleep, said Clark's mother. Or I'm calling your parents. It was his mom with a flashlight.
No,
cried Clark.
We'll be good.
Everyone tried to relax.
I wasn't scared,
said Kenny.
Me neither,
said Clark.
Us neither,
said everyone else. But no one could sleep. Then...
I felt a ripple,
cried Joey.
Something's coming! Ah!
Everyone screamed.
The hook-handed octopus!
Well, it definitely looks like something, doesn't it? But it was only a clump of seaweed.
I wasn't scared,
said Joey.
Me neither, said Clark.
Us neither,
said everyone else. The friends decided to sleep in a circle. Not to be safer, just to be cozier. It was dark and it was spooky and the night was full of sounds. So Clark whispered his little rhyme.
Take heart, be smart. Sharks aren't afraid of the dark.
What did you say?
Asked Joey.
Oh, just a little rhyme, said Clark.
Joey gulped.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Clark bit his lip. Would Joey make fun of him? In a very, very small voice, Clark whispered,
just a little bit. Me too,
whispered Joey.
Us too,
whispered everyone else.
So, how do we not be afraid?
Asked Joey, and everyone thought hard, and then Clark got a big idea in his sharky head.
Let's make up a rhyme together!
Brilliant!
Said Benny Blowfish.
Can we put it to music?
And so they did, and then when they finished, everyone sang.
Take heart, be smart, don't be afraid of the dark. No fear, it's clear, fear is the scariest part. Remind your mind, kick out the fear from the start. You'll find you're fine, you're not afraid of the dark. No, we're not afraid of the dark.
And one by one they fell asleep, humming the tune. Clark last of all. And as they dreamed brave dreams, the moon smiled down through the depths of the night ocean. And that is how a fish faces his fears. How do you handle the dark? What do you do? Oof. What do you do? We sing songs and we pray and we think about things that are beautiful and happy, and we choose to not let our mind wander into the dark things, do we? Right? It also helps to have a good cuddle from mommy. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to tell our friends who you were this whole time, or is that it? Okay. Then I'm just going to say that's the end from Story Time with Philip and Mommy. What do you say?
Bye-bye.
Okay. The end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/ Storytime with Philip and Mommy. And you will see I've created a list for every month of the year. And in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.